This thing is really glitching today.
It's like either Greg and I is in there, end it, you and I, then end it, then me and Greg, end it, then me and Greg again. Shit.
Don't leave, cause I'm out of call rope.
All right. There we go.
All right. No, bring another episode of Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
And then what the fuck was that?
Exactly. Man, that thing was glitching. Every time when Ro would try to call me back in, it had me in another room, and it was like it was searching for someone to put me with. And then when I would hang up, I would see y'all in a room. So it was like, I didn't know what was happening, but it was glitching. But how was y'all week?
Shoot, man, I can't call it. Look, let me tell you this. My weeks are the same now. You know what I'm saying? So same. Next week will be the same as the week before that. Or the week. So it's the same. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no change in my week at all.
Oh, okay. Ro, what about yours?
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage? About the same, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, I had a great week. You know what I'm saying? I had a great week. I got a, you know what I mean? So, you know, my raise kicked in. So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm officially an official market manager now. So I got a good crew. So I had a good week.
Dang, that's what's up. I mean, so my question right there is that you sit there, you managing people, eh? That, I mean, they don't know that every second Saturday you like wearing your gray sweatpants and Nike boots. They don't know that.
See, I don't know where we're going with this right now. I don't know where we're going with this. I didn't know that either. I didn't know that
but
either.
That's what he did. Yeah, that's. I mean, you know that. Stop it. Stop.
I didn't know that. Stop. I didn't know that either.
See, what I did learn. We was on the phone this morning, and he was having a little meeting powwow with the crew, and all I heard him say, "Hey, when it's time for me to bring the meats in, y'all know what to say." And I heard them dudes say, "Of course we do, sweet baby Billy." I was like, "Who is sweet baby Billy?"
First off, I didn't have a meeting with no crew this morning because I worked by myself until my closer came in today.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you what happened. What happened was I said, you know what, I had to make my order out because I get a truck tomorrow. So I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna bring in something, and he was like, so there you go again, talking about some drop bringing meats or something. I was like, no, I said I gotta order this stuff, and that's where that came from. There was no meeting this morning. So I don't know what he's talking
what
about.
What you said was, I'm gonna go ahead and pack this bacon in here, and I was like, what?
No, I did not. I said I'm gonna bring this bacon in for tomorrow because it's buy two get two free, some shit like that. It was something like
that. But the word on the street is that you said don't touch none of the sausages. You want to bring all the sausages in. I mean, they say don't touch none of the sausages. Hillshire, Roger Wood, Georgia Wood, Peach Wood, Pink Wood.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm not gonna do this with y'all today. Tonight's topic,
Sweet Baby Billy.
Tonight's topic is how many times should you have sex in a week? And out the gate, we have two messages. Huh?
There we go. We got two messages.
Cali girl.
Oh, that's what it was. It was glitching. I came in here, Jordan sitting here all by himself. I'm like, where y'all mean it? Anyways. Gentlemen, happy Friday. G-Man, Ro, Jordan. And this is Cali girl.
Yes, sir.
Dang, Gerard, the big man now. Congratulations. Where's the jinx at?
I don't know. We ain't celebrated yet.
We're going to celebrate his big day.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like I was just sitting here thinking this now, like, all right, so now I don't know if anybody want to reminisce back in the time, but if you think back by the time, like when you were younger, how many times did you have sex when you were younger? You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. the older you become, how many times do you have sex now? So younger, like when you know that you are, you know that your stuff, you know, when you get horny, let's just go ahead and say when you get horny and all that stuff like that, you want to actually, like, you sit there, man, I can't wait to have sex. And then when you finally have sex, then next thing you know, you want to have sex again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a reoccurring event, you know? But then the older you become, then sometimes you settle in. You know what I'm saying? You settle into, like, okay, so is this a good day or this a good day? You know what I mean? I even heard one of my coworkers back in when I used to work in the restaurant industry, they said that they had to plan sex with their husband. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I didn't even know if it was some stuff like that, that you had to plan sex. I didn't even know that. But they had to plan because they had to make sure that the kids were sleeping and all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they plan sex. So if they have sex on a Saturday, that's their one time a week having sex. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that shit sound like a part-time job.
It does when you do it like that, but...
You clocking in and have sex with your wife. I got to clock in. Hey, kids sleeping.
Yeah.
Go on the bathroom floor right quick. Run the shower while you're on the bathroom floor.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, sound like this. I don't know. I'm just making it up.
That your noise, let me tell you something. Them noises that you be making from last week to this week, I'm telling you, I'm serious. Oh, we got a message from Callie.
I will answer that question right away. How many times did you have sex a week? I would like to have it every day. That is not realistic. I can do all-nighters. Yes, I have had partners that we go all night until the sun comes up. And that's not realistic for most gentlemen out there. But yeah. I'm a Pisces. I need it all the time.
So, no. Why you got to say for most mans out there? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, like, most men like to have sex in the morning.
But most men can't have sex all night.
No, I mean, like, that, shoot. Oh, hey, look, I'll tell you, once the blood start flowing, that's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, I know. Then you 15 and 5. I know.
Shoot, then after blood stop blowing, they're going to sit there and they're going to think that you uncircumcised.
Wow. Okay. Everybody got quiet. I don't just the awkward. It's the awkward silence. Have the G-man be that says something. Soon as he says something, it'd be that awkward silence.
I was trying to laugh. Yeah, you know. Not loud.
Got another from Cali.
Thank you, Gerard. And G-Man, I don't want to hear you say lunch meat at all. In this next hour, please don't say it. Please don't say it. Just one time.
The crazy thing was, he probably wasn't going to say it, but because you brought it up, now he's going to say it.
No, it wasn't the lunch meat. It's the love meat.
There we go,
Cali girl. When you say it, you gotta say it right. When you send another message, I need you to say it. Love me. You need to say it just like that. Love me. That's what it is.
So, how many times a week do y'all have sex?
Don't you want it?
Say what?
Say, would you want it? I don't know. It depends on the partner that you with. If you're in a relationship, you know.
Yeah, it depends.
Now the question going to be like what Kelly was saying, as far as like the all night.
Yeah.
Or let's say it's somebody that can hit you with 3 power sessions. You know what I mean? No breaks. Bust off.
Mm-hmm.
Still keep it going. you know, so you may have the 3 power sessions in, I don't know, whatever time you want to clock it in at, but it won't be an all night thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say at least, I don't know, at least like 4. At least
4.
At least
so you 4 call it power. Yeah, ain't look, there's nothing wrong 4 or 5 times a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the best energy level in the world. You know what I'm saying? 4 or 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. Is it a morning session? Is it an afternoon session? Or is it a night session? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like, most people, like, for a fact, is like, I love morning. Because that, I mean, like, I'm a morning person. You know what I mean? From my time in the restaurant industry and the time I had to get up. So, get up in the morning. So, I'm a morning person, you know? So, all my time is, like, a morning. You know? Yeah. I'm not an afternoon, I'm not a night person and all that stuff like that. Because, man, like, by the time I don't work these 12 hours and all that stuff like that, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like afternoon give off, like, a quickie vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know. And once you get that quickie vibe, then it's a teaser. You know what I'm saying? It's a teaser. And you be like, yeah. Man, I mean, I done did that, 30 minutes or 15 minutes, and most guys now they call it 5 minutes. I give you 5 minutes, you get yours. Once I see you get yours, I'm gonna get mine. So like my man Rocco say, you can do you, but I'm gonna do me. But I'm gonna do me.
But I'm gonna do me. But I'm gonna do me. Oh shit.
So we'll say one, right. At least one of those sessions has to be mad missionary.
Mm.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
That's the mad mission. Aggressive eye contact.
Well, make sure you put her down in all 4 like a real doggy style, not
the fuck was that? The fuck was that? Oh,
we got dude. Message.
Alright.
This is your other message, and I ain't saying it. I'm going to say it the way I said it. Moving on. Hey, Melisandre, how you doing down there? And Marie, how you doing?
Alright.
I got this book, and it's like, dang, what did it say? Something like the number of times a person can ejaculate depends on his age, you know. I think it's like 20, and if you're in your 20s, you should have sex, or, you know, ejaculate twice a day. Then it goes into 30s. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
So go ahead, play that message.
What's up, Gerard, yeah. G-Man, and Ro, Minnesota, just chiming in. I'm sure you went through a great deal of information. My apologies for the absence. To the question, how many times should you have sex a week? Once. I'm too tired, man. I got to go to work. You feel that air conditioner? You enjoy that food you eating? Yeah, that comes from work. So I ain't got time to have sex. You'd be lucky if you get it once a week. All right, peace, man of science.
You got one
I love
more.
That.
Basically, as a man's age increases, the number of ejaculations should decrease. Otherwise, you would have some negative impacts on your health.
I feel like I'm dying.
I've been inside you once. God damn it. That was funny.
Alright, so now so you know Amari, I honestly think that like the older you become, like I agree 100%, but then like so you said 20, 30, 40, and you didn't say 50 or 60 or all that stuff like that. So the more older you become, the less you ejaculate, right? So if, let's just say you're 40 years old and you still humping around like you're 20 years old and you still ejaculating three times, but you got bad heart, should you actually do it? Should you actually still have heart? I mean, sex? You know what I'm saying? Because it definitely do decrease. Because remember, I don't know if y'all remember a couple shows ago, I sat there and I said that 17 to 27 is the best years. 17 to 28. I think it's 17 to 27. Because then you can actually, like, you can have sex in the morning. You can have sex in the afternoon. You can have sex at night. You can have sex three times a day in your, you know, when you're in your teens and your 20s. But then the minute you get in the 30s, that's when everything starts changing. That's when it's like one or two times. And then when you get in your 40s, it starts changing all completely together. So I agree 100% with everything that you said. But then, like, the older you become, I don't think that you stop. It just depends on the person's health. You know what I mean? Like you said earlier, you know?
Hmm. Okay. Let's see what we got.
You know, Amari brought up a great point in regards to ejaculation. You know, some of you women got to know when to stop. You know, three, four, five times, that's too much. When you hear the man ejaculate, he go, ah! Leave it alone. That's all he got.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You know that mean? That mean that you already got the best out of him. When he's sitting there, he making that noise like that, you done got the best out of him. And then especially if we sweating. Man, if we sweating, that mean we done put the work in. I mean, shoot, kneecap, calf, toes, you know, all that stuff start sweating. You know, you done put the work in.
Said men in their 40s can ejaculate once every 3 days, men in their 50s, once every 4 days for a healthy body. Now, sex, I know I don't want to take things literal, but sex is, I know everybody's whole purpose is to ejaculate, but you can have sex and not ejaculate, and that's much more healthier. But, you know, so you can many a times have sex as often as you like, but ejaculating should be limited a little bit.
I get what you mean. Why do you all look the same?
What?
He's gone. He's not in here. Before you get started. I already knew you was about to get started. That's why I'm going. He's not in here.
I mean, the only sad part about it, we don't look like your mama.
He ain't in here.
Oh, he gone.
He already left. That's why I said he ain't in here.
He's about to crash out.
He ain't in here. Yeah, he'll be up. Yep. He was.
But yeah, I agree with everything Amari said, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how many people enjoy a mail-in rebate. I ain't got time to be filling out no forms, waiting 3 to 6 weeks to get my monies back. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to die anyway. Let's just...
Just what?
Let's just go ahead and relieve this now and... Because if I don't...
Oh, talking about some...
Yeah.
Talking about not releasing.
Then I'm be like, damn, yo, I left this earth without even busting off in here like this? That shit crazy.
Wow. Just the wrongness in which you say that.
And it's just like, do you have any regrets in life? Totality, no. But last night, yes. Had I known I was going to be right here, I mean, I would have blessed her with all this... holy water that you bless me with, to bless her with, Lord.
Really? But, really? Really? Okay.
Well, I'm saying, I feel like that's what you was going to say.
That what you going to say?
No, what you was going to say.
Why is it, but that's what I was going to say.
Because you, sweet baby Billy.
See, here we go again. Here we go again.
We have a message to
her. I know.
I mean, come on. I mean, the only time you should be releasing your life force is if you're trying to create life in the physical form. Other than that, why are you wasting it? Why are you wasting your life force if it ain't gonna produce life? I'm just saying.
So my question is that we have, I mean, like, I'm actually like having sex, right? And you want me to actually just sit there, just hold it, release it. Man, when that stuff start feeling good, you got to release that stuff, man. You know, like peanut butter won't be peanut butter without the jelly. Cereal won't be cereal without the milk. Vagina won't be the same without the penis. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Especially, I mean, like, man, is it really his fault or her fault?
That's because, right. I mean, like,
if I got the snapper clamping down, trying to get all your dick back. So I feel like it should not be.
What was that again? What was the last thing you said? What you call it?
Dick back.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean. But if you think about it too, like if you pitting it, I mean, like, cause we men do pit in a lot of work. I mean, I gotta agree. We pit in the work. We make sure the bubble bath going. We make sure the candles going. We make sure to rub the feet. We make sure to do all the important stuff of it. So right there, you know, our job is like right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so when we actually put all that effort in stuff. In the relationship, or not in a relationship, but into sex, then the same outcome should be, you know what I mean? Because we do put a lot in. So, Amari, like when you said when you're in your 40s, you're supposed to do it, you know, ejaculate, but one time or whatever.
One out of three days.
When you're in your 50s. Like that, right?
Yeah.
When you're in your 50s, is one out of four.
Yeah. 40s was one out of three, wasn't it?
One out of three.
Yeah. But that do make sense, though. I mean, but I'm just saying in general, we do put men, we do put a lot into it. You know what I'm saying? We do put a lot into sex and all that stuff like that. If you got some man who sit there and they do the round the world, I call it round the world, when they eat the JJ and they do the grocery and they lick the feet, that's around the world. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got men that do that. So they put a lot into their sexual habits. So
I do.
Yeah. Listen, Adam, he said, I do.
I'm fucking with y'all. I just want to see who's going to catch that.
But like Cali girl said, and I have to say this, she is like a nymphomaniac, right? So she love having sex. So she said she could do it all day, every day, she's a nephromaniac. That's what 68 said. Now she need to actually change it to 69.
Nympho? You said nymphomaniac or nephromaniac?
Yeah. She is a nympho. I know it's a nephro, but she's a nympho.
Yeah.
It's that Charleston twang. It's that Charleston twang.
I know. Oh, we got two. We got three.
Oh, I get it. It is very tough. To hold back is what we call it. Yeah, it's tough, but learning to practice it and not always releasing. I mean, of course, that's the ideal, but of course you need to ejaculate because it's unhealthy to keep that in for, I think, more than 7 days. It's still unhealthy, right? But so you do need to release, but not often, right? Every time you have sex, you should not. That should not be the main goal. And it's just a more orgasmic feeling. I know the majority of people are used to this animalistic way of having sex and everyone only cares about busting a nut. But there's other things. Yeah, taking it. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness. Girl, look, let me tell you, Mario, you already got my leg crossed right now. How you sound? You got my leg crossed. Like, I already got my leg crossed now. I will cross my leg for many, but you got my leg crossed right here. Keep on talking, homie.
Now, Amari, I will agree with you. It is better to not ejaculate, and I believe that practice is perfected once you get older. But one way to retain from ejaculating is some men, they'll like when they're performing, they'll count sheep or count backwards from 300 by threes. But that's something that that takes time to master that. But I understand what you're talking about.
You know, a study from the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that having sex once a week is associated with higher levels of well-being and relationship satisfaction compared to less frequent sexual activity. Beyond that, more frequent sexual activity doesn't necessarily correlate with significantly higher levels of happiness or any other health benefits.
You are 100% correct, G-Man. Yes, I am. I've got that in me all the time. All the time. I actually am going to agree to something that you said. Wow.
What? You always agree with something I said, Cali girl.
No, she don't. No, she don't.
Well, sometimes she don't. 95%.
Sometimes.
The other 5%.
No, I'm not going to say 95.5%. I'm not going to say that. I ain't on nobody's side. I ain't on nobody's side.
She always agree with everything I said. Watch.
She do?
Watch this. Watch what I'm about to say. Cali, you're a Lyft driver, right?
Everybody knows that. We all know that. We all know she's a Lyft driver. We all know she's a Lyft driver.
But she just agreed. Watch what she say. Yes, I am. Watch.
Yeah, because
that's what I'm saying.
Because
she agreed.
No, she says she agrees with you on some of the other, not that, because we all know that. But I'm saying on the other stuff you be saying, she don't agree with you on the other stuff.
Well, I'm gonna be quiet for five.
She dropped the message now.
Yeah, another journal from Psychological Science suggests that sex once a week can contribute to happiness and well-being, and that anything after that doesn't necessarily benefit a person. But having sex less than 1 week does diminish happiness and senses of well-being, especially in long-term relationships. So that's two different sources saying the same thing.
G-Man, this is why they call older women, you know, cougars. Because we have all this build-up energy or whatever the hell it is that causes us to want it all the time. Our chemistry, our, you know, whatever goes through our body or whatever like that when we go through menopause. It changes everything. Levels are changing, you know, hormones are changing, whatever. Yeah.
What, G-Man?
No, I do not. What does Lyft driver have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Explain.
Because.
You want to explain?
Because, you know, I never knew. I just guessed a long time ago that you were doing some lifting and driving. I didn't know that.
And driving. Even though she told us that.
Oh, she did. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I thought she did. Wink, wink.
She did. Okay. Oh, you something else today. She agreed with me 95.5% of the time. Okay.
I agree with Cali, and I've told her this. I mean, she's living her truth. And, hey, look, nothing but support from me. Cali's going to outlive all of us. She's like the female Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Cali just love having sex. I mean, she get it more than any one of us on the phone.
Oh, God.
I don't know about that.
Listen, said, remember she said it. She's
nah, don't get who we talking about now. We got 46 on there on the line.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
his counts is 1,000.
It's Tatiana.
The other one. It's not. It's not. It's not.
He just like Bill Russell.
He just collected.
Thank you, Renaissance. Yes, you do. Thank you. Thank you. I'm about to that. I shall.
I don't know how a male feels, but from a lady's side, if you refrain from sex for a while, it kind of, when you have it again, you kind of like, it increases your senses, so you'll be more like, I don't know, increases like a hug would get you turned on, you know, by the person that you're with, you know, so we may want to have sex as many times as we want, but I like to refrain from it a little bit so that when I'm with my partner, they feel a high intense coming from me.
Watch the G-Man. No, I did not. I was just saying my energy level is of that I would want it all the time. The person I'm with does give it to me all, you know, pretty much the whole evening that I'm with him.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't say that I actually get it like that. I said I would be able to do that. But if you're with me, I would want you to, like, give it to me all night. I don't want no one time you're done.
Dang right, one time is enough.
So the person I've been with for the last 6 years, he knows how many times I could come in one session. So if God I dang. Attempt to act like I'm done, he's like, no, you're not. I know how many times you need to come. Come here, baby. Let me finish you off. Let me make you come 5 more times. Because he knows what I need, knows what I want, and knows my body. It's not going to be like y'all when you just come one time and that's it. You know, he makes sure that I'm straight.
Two hours later, then he can come.
Whoa. But he making sure I'm good.
The word y'all. Let me tell you something about it. Let me just go ahead and tell you this. So, the best part about any sex, like if you have that person with you that want to experience the moment. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean if you have sex and you do it and then you're able to keep going, that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's an awesome thing. You know what I mean? And I think that in marriage couple and all that stuff, like I think some marriage couple do it twice. Some marriage couple do it 3 times. Some marriage couple do it 1 time. You know what I mean? And then once you actually reach a certain amount of time or amount of years, then some marriage couple don't do it at all. You know what I mean? Because then I've been there, I've done that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the marriage couple. But for, like, the most of the single people and all that stuff like that, you know, you want to spend as much time as you want with your woman. And you want her to actually feel that you adore her. So, you're going to actually continue on doing the stuff that actually you do with her. And all that stuff like that. Like, open the door or take her out to eat dinner or, you know, massage her foot. So, you can actually get, you know, next to her. Even if y'all not living together. But if y'all live together, then some stuff normally stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was going to say that y'all is like, ugh. Lumping everybody together. Let me tell you
exactly.
Something.
Exactly. When all of us wasn't there, Pam Gordon.
You ain't had no good session until y'all sitting there making an action flick and you shooting off blanks like it's the end of the movie.
But like what Amari said, I like that too, because like she said, she don't like if she like don't have sex and you know, if somebody give her a hug, then you want to do it. You know what I mean? You want to, you know, but that's, you know, look, let me tell you this. If I give you a hug right now, Amari, and this animal print be sitting right there, and I'm saying animal print. Of course you're gonna feel a certain type of way. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
hell.
I'm just saying, like, the animal print sitting there, and the blood start flowing, the nitro oxygen start going where it's supposed to be going at.
I walk up my basketball shorts and you see the animal print.
What was that? That's a horse down there? That's a horse?
Oh boy.
Alright. Y'all say whoa. You don't say y'all. Oh please, G Man, you said y'all too sometimes too. Chill out. Okay. The Cali Girl apologized for saying the word y'all. Oh gosh. I love you guys.
One thing I wish women would do more of, and that's dancing. You know, I think that's a sign of ultimate respect, and it's a great alternative to sex.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they know how to dance.
Oh, you can show them.
Huh?
You can teach them how to dance.
How the fuck am I teach them? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying if she don't know how to dance, and then you teach her how to dance, y'all gonna be
close. I'm not gonna teach her how to dance. I'm gonna teach her how to dance. Fuck that mean?
What you mean? What that mean?
What are you saying?
You teaching her how to.
What are you saying?
If she don't know how to dance, you're saying take my hand. It's not a hidden meaning like it's
take my hand. I'm like, take my hand. That's not the type of dance he's talking about. I don't think.
Like, hey, it is. You over
ain't
there,
talking you about it
thinking about some. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and in front of me with your camel toe and
hey,
take this manimal and outline.
Hey, Greg, why are we talking about a two-step? Ain't nobody talking about a two-step.
It's a two-step.
I ain't going back and forth with you. Because you're going to confuse. You got me confused now. I ain't going to go back and forth with you.
Confused because you over there.
No, that's you.
You know, you.
I ain't overthinking. That's you overthinking.
You are anticipating me to say something. Slick, and I'm not.
Because you have, because you always do. You always do.
I can't.
I'm very slick all the time. Some of the time, anyway.
So you, boy. So if it was your lady, and she did not dance, would you show her how to dance then?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as she when she put her hand out, I'm going to move her hand, and I'm going to grab by the butt, and I'm bringing it close to me.
Okay. And then we move
away, side to side.
All right.
Amari, don't fall for it. Don't fall for that. Amari, don't do it. Don't do it. I tell you, don't do it.
Yes, he said. Don't fall for the animal print.
And the crazy thing is that he is dead ass serious.
So you dead ass serious about that? You were serious?
Who, me?
No. No.
No. G-Man.
Oh, about the manimal?
Yeah.
You know, serious about the manimal. As JP said, he's a Charlestonian. They don't play about the manimal.
Wait, explain that one minute science? Like, a substitution or a turn? What do you mean, like, to get you turned on? I'm trying to understand. What is the dancing?
I'm talking about a woman dancing for the man. A man sitting down in the chair and a woman's dancing for him.
Exactly.
Like that, remember that video Changing Faces with R. Kelly? I don't mind. I don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Oh hell, you're gonna get yes, R. Kelly in a minute. You're gonna hit Greg.
Yes, sir.
R. Kelly.
Yes, sir.
It's okay, bro. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. You know, y'all standing up and you making these, you know, moves, and her back's up against your chest. You got your hands on her hip. You're like, baby, swinging this way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, bro. It's okay. Don't mind me.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what Minnesota was talking about.
Yeah, but you can show her the. Well, yeah, but if she don't know how to dance, then what?
Yeah, but you. Huh?
If she don't know what? How to dance, then what? Yes. Okay. He talking.
If she don't know how to dance.
Yeah,
lap dance. But if she don't. Yeah, but if she don't know how to do lap dance. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Show her what? Do a lap dance?
You never gave a female.
You gonna do what?
You never gave a female lap dance before.
I'm about to press this next message.
Because you have.
I'm not gonna say or not.
You have.
How the fuck am I nasty?
Sitting there giving a
lap dance with
Jordan's own with no damn draws. You ain't slick. I'll show you the real.
I don't know what to talk about.
Sit right there. It's gonna be the real Mississippi, baby.
Oh man,
that's right, Ro. Tell him. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So what if she don't know how to dance? So you thinking you might be getting? What if her whole dance turned you off so much? It just messed up the whole mood. So I don't know.
She's right, because in my second marriage for my birthday, she tried to do a dance. She tried to do a dance with high heels on and didn't know how to walk in heels. That was the weirdest display of a dance I've ever seen. She could barely walk in those shoes. So yeah, that could be, and that ended up being like a real turnoff to me. So that is true.
I feel like what she did was she failed and she just started doing the worm towards you and shit.
Nah, she didn't fall, but she almost did a couple times, and I was like, well, grab my hand. Just give me your hand. That's basically what it was. Just come on and sit down. Just sit down somewhere. Cause yeah, that didn't look good at all.
Gerard said I'm pleading the fifth on that one. What's the matter, Gerard? Do you want to tell the buddy you put your ass on somebody? Gerard, you moved on real quick for that question.
I sure did. Since the question was asked to me, has any one of y'all gave y'all lady a lap dance before?
Yep, sure have.
You said you have? What about you, G-Man? Oh, he muted out.
Oh, you know,
I'll let him answer that. I'm pretty sure he has.
Yeah, what if your girl is naturally goofy? Like, she liked to joke around a lot. So she did something at first, you know, started off giving you a dance that make you look, you know, sexy. And then she did something real goofy, like, because that's how she play around with. I don't know how you're going to respond to that, you know?
I will laugh.
I mean, if it's funny, I ain't gonna lie. If it's funny, I'll laugh. If it's funny, I'll laugh. But, you know, our sense of humor is
different.
Different.
Different. You remember this go good. You remember the first episode of True Blood? You remember
I remember the show.
Well, in the first episode, the brother was sleeping with this girl, and he started fucking flexing and shit. Looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So after the episode, me and her go in the room. Literally.
You did that shit, didn't you?
I did the same shit, and me and her start laughing.
Okay.
But that's our sense of humor, though. You know what I mean?
That's our sense of humor. So I think if it's funny, if she's goofy and it's, but it's funny, though, you know what I'm saying? And I'll laugh, and I think that would, a woman that can make me laugh, that's attractive to me also. Good sense of humor. So,
see, maybe that's
I don't
that
think that would really mess up the mood.
But
that wasn't funny, though. It wasn't funny, but it wasn't funny. Like, she was literally trying to do a dance. Like, she was trying to do a dance, and it was like not working out for her at all. Not at all. So, it really wasn't funny.
You don't have to know how to dance, it's just the fact that you tried. You know, that's what I appreciate. You know, those create memories, you know. You know, it makes me go even harder. You know, it's nothing like a woman that'll, when you get home from a hard day at work, She'll sit you down, get you cleaned up, and lick your wounds. Freaking gnarly.
And Z-Man, he done damn left, ain't it?
Oh, God. Oh. No, I'm still here.
We appreciate we appreciate everyone that's listening. We'll be back on we're not leaving yet, but we'll be back on tomorrow afternoon, I think 4:00. And it'll be all five of us.
Maybe.
Maybe tomorrow. We're not going to be on tomorrow.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. No.
Be on
Maybe five of us.
Yeah, it'll probably be us three tomorrow. Okay. But tune in.
Yeah.
Okay, Renaissance. You in the same boat as G-Man making them noises. You know, not sure what that one was. G-Man last week had a high end of noise. But hey, I mean, hey.
Well, the G-Man would sound like a hyena with his animal print, I guess. That's what it was.
He said it's the manimal.
Manimal print.
Okay. Yeah. He said, depending on the night or the day, you know, it could be gator cross.
And where the blood flow is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whole different thing.
Yeah, that gator crotch.
Well,
hand down, it may bite you.
Say what?
Huh?
What?
Who?
All right, then. I don't know what you said. I ain't even hear you. Got another message.
You know what I was thinking? So, one thing, since we're on the topic, I just never understood why people have sex with the lights off. I've never in my life had sex with the lights off. Have you guys ever? And can you explain to me, why do you like having the lights off?
Well, if they, I'm going to be honest with you. If they're ones or twos.
Wow.
Cellar dwellers.
Oh.
You know, attic babies. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't want to look them directly in the eye. So you got to turn the light off. I'm just saying. What about you?
I'm not gonna lie, I thought you were gonna say maybe because it's like you in the morning, you roll over. That's why I thought you was going with that.
No. If they are the less, like, to a less attractive to me, then it's got to be the lights off because I don't want to look you in the face.
You know, or she got a bunch of roaches, and you like, you know, I'm coming. If the lights off, I ain't gotta look at them and hope pretty God and crawl on me.
Oh. Or one fall on your back while you're hitting it from the back. You know what I mean?
Ain't know your arm can reach back there. Oh, God, that's right. Thought it was a fingertips of shit. You got that creepy crawler going down your spine.
The reason why men like to have sex with the lights off is because when you sweating a woman's hair out or sweating a man's hair out, they start to look like Al Sharpton.
That's what.
But wait, wouldn't it be the op? So if she's less attractive, wouldn't you want the lights to be on so you can expect everything that's going on down there? You don't want to stick your thing in a sink full of dishes, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you got to make sure everything is good and an empty sink in there or whatever. Turn the lights on. See what's going on.
Well, nah, she may be a clean woman, but she may just have a rocky road type of face.
Exactly.
Well, you know, y'all know that's the best kind of sex. I don't care what nobody said. The rocky road woman, they got the best kind of sex. They got that snap.
But you don't want to look at them, though.
Yeah, no, because they got to work hard.
No.
They got to work hard. They got to work. But see, they got to work hard, though.
But you put a pullet on their face and turn their face half the way, you go ahead. You go do your thing. Now, they're going to suffocate.
You said put a pillow on their face? That's what I'm about to say. You about to kill somebody.
No, but you don't want to suffocate.
Your ass about to be in jail.
Breathing one. Then make sure she has a breathing one. But you know, let me tell you.
Real quick, I asked Roy a question. I'm gonna not, but see, you have muted out.
Yeah.
Do you give your wife a lap dance, or have you ever given anybody a woman a lap dance?
I don't give no woman no lap dance, because the minute I give them a lap, no, I don't, man. Look, let me tell you this. I used to be a stripper back in the days, and the last lap dance I got, it was from a woman who was married. She had 4 kids. Her husband come looking for me. You know what I mean? And I had to sing that very special song from R. Kelly, that I had to let him know that I was born for this street and I was raised for this street. I hustle in these streets.
Really?
I live in
these streets.
And I died in these
streets. What was your stripper name? What was your name?
Pole Daddy. Big Pole Daddy. That was my name. They used to call me Big Pole Daddy. Animal print and everything.
All right. You can continue on with what you was about to say. Before I stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing. So.
But you know,
I
just feel, I just, you know, like in a relationship and all that stuff like that, you know, I think that nothing should never, like when I heard my coworker, when I was in the restaurant industry, when I heard my coworker sat there and said that her and her husband had to plan, I was like, you shouldn't have to plan. I mean, I didn't tell her that. You know what I'm saying? I overheard the conversation because, you know, sometimes we men can be nosy. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, she was sitting there and saying that how the way she planned, because it was better for their relationship. You know what I'm saying? It was better that he knew when he off on Saturday and Sunday, that he was able to spend time with his wife because he worked 12 hours a day. And I think us as a man and all this stuff like that, do we actually like sit there and we do the little things that, you know, even though we might not have sex on a Monday because we tired, do we still do the little things for our wife, our girlfriend, to make sure that they understand that, hey, man, look, nobody else coming in our camp, but I still love you, but I'm going to do this little stuff because I'm not in the mood right now, because a lot of people don't be in the mood to have sex every other day or every day or 2 times a week. You know what I mean? You know, so that's a moment that, like, you have to, I don't think planning is good, and I don't think planning is bad neither. I mean, and people might say, well, man, what are you talking about? Well, you got to actually meet in between. You know, sex is sex. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to touch somebody's kneecap. Somebody got to touch somebody's chest. Somebody got, I mean, I'm just saying in general. I mean, something got to happen for you to have sex. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, like a lot of ladies, they don't like to ignite it because they want to wait on the guy to actually sit there and light the flame on the fire. You know what I mean? So they laying there and they frustrated. They in bed. They turning sideways. They want you to touch them in a certain area and all that stuff like that. And when you like turn your back, they like looking at you like, man, why this dude is not touching me right now? You know what I'm saying? Well, the dude tired after working 12 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see, and I'm gonna say this, and y'all might say this dude is crazy. I don't see no animal having no sex no 5 times a day or a week. You don't see no animal having sex no 5 times a week, right? Have y'all?
No.
Okay.
Well, no.
We ain't no animal, so.
No.
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 Those women who don't initiate, you know, when they want, I think they lack the confidence. And then also, too, why wouldn't you initiate something that you want? Like, you don't have to be straight up and like, yo, let's, you know, whatever, but initiate, kiss them, do something, start. Like, I never understood that. Very confident in things that I want, and I'm going to speak up and get it.
Well, I think I honestly think that you should. Any person that like that is like you go out on look, let me just go ahead and say this. You go out on a date, your first date with this guy right here, or your first date with this woman, or your first date with a man, or you know, woman, man. Anyway, but your first date in general and all that stuff like that. So you go out on a date and all that stuff like that. And you feeling this person, man. You like, oh my goodness, man. And all that stuff like that. Man, I just want this one night stand. And this person has actually shook your hands. How would you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? How would you feel? I mean, so in a, well, how do, what I'm trying to just say is that, like, you have to, most people got to initiate the next pass. You know what I mean? To feel comfortable in it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you, if you don't initiate the next pass, I would actually sit down there and we would go months because I'll be like, man, she might not be into me and all that stuff like that. So I don't know what to go with that. She might give me that little abrasive hug. You know, some people give you that stronghold hug, but they stick their butt out. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to feel, an animal print. So they stick their butt out. And you, the more, the closer you become, you let them feel an animal print. You know what I'm saying? And it's oh shoot. That blood flowing. That blood is flowing down there. This man, how old he is? Man, I'm just saying that, you know, like, I think that sex is good. Sex is wonderful, but it got to actually be a igniter there. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be the man that ignited. It don't even have to be the woman ignited, but sometimes you have to meet. Look, if it's on a Monday and I start you off on a Monday, you better be like, I mean, you know that I have to jumpstart myself on a Thursday or Friday. Jumpstart me. Help me out. Grab the animal print and pull it up. You know what I mean? Like, put your hands on it, rub it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's right. Amari, wake his ass up at 2:00 after we've been asleep for about four hours. Roll over, start feeling on him, start getting him warmed up. Wake up, turn over, baby, turn on your back. Just roll over, let me do it. Oh, sorry, is there an audience?
You dang right, there's an audience, Callie. You can't sit there and dang go and act the way you acting on in front of the audience.
Oh, man. I believe for a split second, G-Man got turned on by that.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I believe it.
I just think that in a nutshell, sex is good for every single avenue, for every single person and all this stuff like that. Nobody gonna admit that they want the other person to ignite it. You know what I'm saying? And then once the other person ignited, then bam. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, I had another coworker say his wife walked around with a full, you know, certain days she'll walk around and he's funny about it because he don't care sharing the story. So he sat there and he said, she'll walk around pajamas on. Then here come Friday. Mm-hmm. She walk around with dang on just panty and t-shirt. Like, okay, so she giving him the hint. And he said he never knew that until they had a moment, you know what I mean? Because he was like, well, he just turned on his side, she turned on his side, her side, and all the stuff like that. But then when she had that moment, like, hey, you know that mean that, look, if I'm walking around certain days, that mean that you should, we should have sex. He said, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So how would a guy know, or how would a woman know to have sex if someone actually, you know, if you're not communicating that part to him?
True. Mm-hmm. And then what if your partner, love language is touch? And so, mm-hmm. to your point, you like to, you know, whatever, hold hands, touch a thigh, or touch his thigh, whatever it is. And then it's not being, what you getting back from it doesn't feel like the person is into it. Oh, like, nah, I don't be touched right now. to your point, then it's going to have that person to fall back a little bit. And then I both y'all just sit there. Look.
You know what? I'll tell you this, man. I'm a jump starter. So, I mean, like, you put cables on a battery, that's me. I'm a jump starter. I love initiating it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a jump starter. For me, in my relationship, I love jump and starting things. You know what I'm saying?
You a Scorpio too, so they don't have
So Scorpio, I mean, we love it. I mean, so at the end of the day, like, I'm a jump starter. Yeah, I mean, like, if I feel as though that if it's going to be a turn down section, I won't jump start anything. But I'm a jump starter. All my life, I have been a jump starter.
Mm-hmm. What about you, 46?
What about jump starter? Yeah.
We know. Get ready, all star.
Fuck that mean. Fuck that mean.
Get ready, all star. You don't need to be aggressive. It's a compliment.
I feel like it's not really a compliment. It's coming off like a compliment, but there's an inside joke.
There's an inside
within
joke.
It.
It's not.
I believe it is, sir. And when it comes to you, it's always an inside joke.
Don't anticipate it. There's nothing there. Mm. It's compliments. But since you said,
but I know, that, huh?
Huh?
What?
Who?
No. What I was about to say was, not trying to change up the topic, but I wanted to ask this question because I don't really think we're gonna really like use this other thing as a topic, but I figure we, you know, we'll just talk about it for a few minutes. But how important is it to y'all as far as somebody's body count when you start a relationship?
My God. Hey, no need to answer that. No need to answer
it matter?
I don't think so.
Should you even ask the question?
So the question is that do you want to know about the other person's body count before you actually start the relationship?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, do it matter? Even though this is what they did in the past.
Yeah.
Do it really matter?
I do think that most people gauge people on that. I definitely do.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people want to know, man, what's so good about him over there that all these women run into. You get what I'm saying? What's so good about her over there that these guys run into? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous situation.
I just figure I asked that question.
I feel like what you gain from it.
Yeah.
Yo, how many people you been with? And then she hit you with a number like fucking 30. And then you go, fuck, you only 27, you done had 30 bodies already? Now you sitting there feeling inadequate for no reason.
But that's the question, though. But the question is that, like, if you had a 30 piece, man, think about it. You had a 30 piece. That is dang on. That's on dangerous level.
Hey, she was having fun.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, you have a 30 piece, man. That's really, really dangerous. You know what I'm saying? That's for anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you 18, 17, 15. A 30 piece is dangerous.
For the most part, you'll never know the real number anyway. He or she not gonna tell you the real number.
Yeah.
And you ain't gonna believe it anyway.
Even a 15 piece is dangerous.
But for what age though? What if she 48 and she at 15?
Mm-hmm.
Does it hit the same as her being 23 with 15 bodies? I'll ask him a question. Are you laughing?
I mean, for me, it don't. For me, it never. It's your past. I would never ask that question. I don't know. I've never asked that question. Like, I've never asked that question to anybody.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like if I ask that question, then that means that's gonna get open that door for you to ask me that same question. And if my number is high, you know what I'm saying, and your number is low, you gonna look at me in a different way.
But
even though I'm the same person.
But mm-hmm. To the listeners, do you need to know the body count? Do you really, really need to know the body count before you actually start the relationship? Do you really know? I mean, like, so do you think about it now? People wash off, people use different kind of stuff to actually clean the inside out. You know what I'm saying? So is it a body count after they done clean themselves out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just asking that question. You know what I'm saying? Like, for most women,
their body count's still there.
And you
cannot. You can't unsuck that dick. So that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Bitch ain't going nowhere.
So will you hold her accountable because she had
no
30 no. different kind of he had 30 mm. different kind of women with JJ and his. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, either way, I just look at it like you still can't wash it away.
No.
Yeah. Once it's in your mouth, it will never go away.
Yeah. You can't unsuck that dick. You know you suck that nigga dick, so you can't unsuck it. That was a dick. You can't uneat that pussy. You did it.
That's right. How about the goat tree? You can't uneat the goat tree.
Yeah. Can't leave that ass. I mean, you did it. So it's like, but I like I said, I've never, me myself, I've never asked that question. So,
but by you dating and all that, would you ask that question?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. When you looking at it from, well, the thing about it is, from a health standpoint, mm-hmm. maybe. Maybe, I guess, you know what I'm saying? But if just wanting to know like that, no, But maybe so from a health standpoint.
Yeah, from a health. But what if you dating somebody and all of a sudden they have like 5 cold sores somewhere around them? How would you feel?
Say what?
I'm just saying it different because you know I've been told that like it's different kind of cold sores. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't have to. I mean, it's different kind.
Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to be on that commercial where they skipping through the damn sunflowers and shit, and that like that guy be saying, "Well, she only has an outbreak 6 months out the year." I'm not that guy. I promise you. I'm not him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if I can visibly see shit, then no, we're not going to. I can't date you. Like, it might sound fucked up, but I can't.
But I don't think that has nothing to do with her body count, though, because she could only been with
one person.
Three.
Yeah. And
Fabricio was the one that was sitting here living that filthy life.
I'm just saying. I mean, if I physically see it, no, I'm good.
But what if you don't? What if you don't see it? And then now you, talking, you dating, mm-hmm. and then boom, 6 months into it, she, you know, say, "Hey, I want to let you know," and then she tell you. Now you done developed something with this person 6 months. What do you do then? Do you go ahead and leave? There you go. You know what? I may just have to run this.
Well, that's the thing. That's why you, like, as far as with me and I guess, you know, that aspect of it, I ask questions. So it's like I might not ask how many people you've been with, but I might ask when was the last time you had a physical? Because I have mine every year. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
So you need to know about the physical, right?
So yeah.
First date y'all going to the health department?
That would determine how far anything goes. Like, that'll determine.
Yeah.
How far it go.
I mean, but if she's not ready to disclose that to you, or he's not ready to disclose that, then it's like, whatever question you have.
We will be in that get to know you stage for a very long time.
Yeah. I'm saying you don't. All right. So you don't.
It won't go past that.
So you just gonna cut off the 6 months into it. You're like, I'm really digging her, and now it's like, ugh, outbreak monkey.
I don't know, because it's like, if the vibe, I mean, if there's a vibe there,
yeah,
if there's a vibe there, you know what I'm saying, and there's, you know what I'm saying, you can be in a relationship with somebody and it not be a sexual, you know what I'm saying, so I'm not going to say like that's
Well, she still wants sex, or he still wants sex, they still want the sex, but they like, hey, look, as long as I have the outbreak hit, we ain't gonna do nothing, or, you know, I'm gonna keep you safe, read up on this stuff, you know, take these pamphlets, educate yourself.
I don't know, that just made my eye itch. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, like, since we're talking about it.
No, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know.
Cold sores.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I never ran into that situation, so I don't know what I would do.
I'm saying, because you, like you said, you can get it. What if it's the, what if she has the vaginal joint? So she only had the outbreak down there. You know what I'm saying?
He won't know, because by the time he go down there, he won't see.
No,
it.
I'm saying, if she tell you at six, 8 months, whatever the hell you want to put it, you know, then what? Then where you go from there?
Because everything will be down there. Everything.
I guess
like
you need to stop. I guess.
You said something.
I guess you just need to. I guess you need to be doing some. I guess, you know, jaw exercises. I guess I don't know.
That's crazy. But yeah, but I don't know. Well, then what about on the? You know how you were saying about your number being higher now, it'll be crazy if you go, she asks you, mm-hmm. y'all just talk about it. And mm-hmm. then she go, well, you know, I got 22 bodies. And you mm-hmm. go, I got like 32. And then she look at you with disgust mm-hmm. and say, damn, you be fucking a lot. You like, wait a minute, what you talking about? We only fucking 10 off from each other.
Well, I know someone, and it was like he was dating somebody, and he asked her, no, wait. She asked him how many.
Yeah.
And he told her, you know what I'm saying? I guess it was like, you know, 20 something or something like that. And then he asked her, and she said 7. This nigga had a whole damn fit about that 7. Nigga, you damn near had 30. What is you mad about? Like, what are you upset about? Because she had 7.
Didn't pass the fit test.
Hey, look, let me tell you this, man. So you got some guys who got a whole catalog, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So think about it. Some guys got a whole bunch of girls and they don't want to know if the other girl slept past two guys or three guys and all the stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then they're the one who got the majority of the kids. You get what I'm saying? So when you see guys like mm-hmm. that, man, you the one, man. Look, man, you can't get mad because somebody done slept with five guys when you already got 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 kids. You know what I'm saying? And that's the crazy stuff. And like, we actually take advantage of the situation. We lure them in, and then next thing you know, they start asking how many kids. Oh, I only got 1 kid. The next thing you know, everything start popping up. You got 5 kids, 6 kids, 7 kids, 8 kids, 9 kids. You know what I mean?
I know. And some got pretty teeth, and other ones got rock mouths, and some of them.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You know,
some of them got kids with nobody that's on drugs, and then some got kids with baby mama on meth. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Oh no, I was not talking about a particular person. I was just talking out loud.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying. In general,
you know.
Yeah.
But I digress. We got a message.
But we do have a message.
Hey, what's up, Juicy?
Shout out to you, beautiful melanated kings. Hope y'all have a lovely rest of y'all's day. And I pray that the Most High continue to walk with y'all every step of the way.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. But yeah, like I mean, I wasn't talking about nobody in general, but I was just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Cause yeah, I mean, outside of that, I will tell you this.
Oh, what about the ones that lie about what about the ones that lie about their body count?
They lying up or down. But sometimes you gotta lie.
Lying
down.
Up.
Oh, well, lying so up. It'll show up.
Because we know at least two that lie up.
Oh.
We know one that can't even consummate it. You know what I'm saying? So he really ain't cheating. He just talking.
There he is. There he is.
I know one guy. I heard one guy said he took somebody's panties home. And then one of the friends asked to see the panties, and he couldn't even find it. He put out a granny panty. He went to the store and bought a granny panty. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah, he lied and said he did something he had no cause doing. And don't let these girls find out, because they will put you on blast. Man, you knew you ain't did nothing to me. And I don't know if y'all remember that song that came out back in the days that somebody used to say they don't want no short, itty man.
Yeah.
I was like, itty weeny, teeny weeny. What the heck? Who will make a song like that? But that's what she was trying to say.
Oh, God.
She was trying to say that. Crazy. Callie, quiet. Callie sitting there, she being quiet tonight.
Yeah, because see, when you said about down, I thought you were saying, as far as like, you see one, and you like, whew, I'm never counting that body.
No, I meant lying. When they lie, and they lie about fucking something that they know they didn't. That's what I was talking about.
No, man.
Because you have a lot. I mean, that's something, to be honest with you, that's something you, like, something that a teenager would do. Not somebody that's in their 30s, 40s, 40s, you know what I'm saying? In their 40s, do stuff like that. Like, to be lying like that. In your 40s.
So my question.
Really, be like, what, 42? Really, they'd be like 42, 43, somewhere in there, and just be lying on it. Just be lying for no reason.
So my question to every single person that listen right now, you know what I mean? Why do people lie about who they have sex with? Why do people lie about what they did, what they do? Why do people lie about who they talk to? Why do people just make it more than what it's supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the truth is evident. You know what I'm saying? Because then you got to remember now, somebody else already know the truth about you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing about it. So when you actually sit there and you say that you had sex with this person, this person, and all that stuff like that, then all of a sudden they say this person got so-and-so pregnant. Well, I've been there. Man, that might be, you know, back in the days, people used to think that that was good. Man, I've been there, man. That might be my baby. That may, you know what I'm saying? You can't do things like that and all that stuff like that. But you do have people that lie on every single situation. You know what I'm saying? definitely do.
Especially when they call somebody. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I can say, especially when they call somebody phone crying, talking about some, man, I can't afford a baby.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You know, them guys like that do that. The baby, you got to remember, you got 18 years to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom is not going nowhere.
No.
Exactly.
But Callie, no, quiet. Where you at, Callie?
She's probably done dozed off.
You know, she
might be. Yeah, oh, my bad. I just wanted to, because I know we're not going to use that, run that topic, but I just figured I'd ask that question.
Oh, no, yeah. I was going to say the answer to G-Man question was, he probably do it because of the circle they in, and they feel like they got to have something to chime in with. They don't have those experiences or not enough. So then, or the ones the little bit of experience they do have, it wasn't anything that's gonna make a good story. So they gotta add some spice it up to make it more than what it was.
Yeah.
Either that or they trying to compete with the other person or people, and other people not knowing that they could even competing with you in the first place.
There's no competition on Sunday.
Well, you know what? It shouldn't be no competition at all. You know what I mean?
It shouldn't be.
All these young ladies, all these young men know what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so let me give you a perfect example. You work with people you will never, ever know that like you. If you work in a grocery store, if you work in a restaurant, if you work in a business, corporate business and all this stuff, like, somebody always will like you and you will never, ever know. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you just had the strange person walking to you, hey, my name is Veronica. Then you have somebody say, hey, my name is Billy. Then you have somebody walk up and say, hey, my name is Victoria. Then you have somebody, hey, my name is Tom. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to get at is that people come in different form. You know what I mean? Like, people come, like, so their sexual preference are a little different. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to that, you know what I mean? When it comes down to, like, a relationship. So, I mean, like, you have a lot of people that date different kind of people. You have a lot of people that date a lot of people. Then you have a lot of people that don't date nobody at all because they're afraid to date people because, like you said earlier, because of their body count. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to date people that got a lot of body count. They really don't. You know what I'm saying? They really, really don't.
Yeah.
Oh. My bad. We got a message from Callie.
No, I'm here, guys. I'm here. I'm just listening to y'all.
Yeah. Your boyfriend probably listened to the show. He probably told you, Callie, hey, don't talk about our love life. The G-Man. You can't say that to G-Man. Or Gerard. Or Ro.
Me and Roy ain't got nothing to do with that. That's who y'all to.
Yeah, I'm just messing with her.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean. Yeah, I don't know. I think the other crazy part of the body count is when, you know, you got the counter. Like, you out and then this person and that person, you like, god damn. I don't even need to ask. It's like going to the movies every time we step out.
Yeah.
You tell me about all the coming attractions.
Exactly. God damn. God damn. Golden arches. Over 1 billion served. Shit. Going to the damn store. Yeah, I fucked that nigga. Shit. Damn. Going goddamn Kmart. Yeah. I fucked that nigga too. God damn. I mean, motherfuckers, you know what I'm talking about. That sitting limit 5,000. You done fucked by 3,484. And then I get mad when you make a joke.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You make a joke and then they get mad. Oh, you judging me? Why judging you? Oh shit. I gotta tell y'all something in a minute.
G-Man, what the hell are you talking about? You can care less. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, there you go. I'm trying to get you to talk. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'm about to send y'all something in the group chat.
Alright. Oh, hell.
Just guess.
Yep.
Yep.
I just read it on the watch. I ain't even got to pick the fold up.
Yeah. Something feels like somebody's watching me.
Oh, let me go.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But, it is.
You know, I think the other thing about the guys that were about the body count shit, just like you were saying, I know why most dudes don't want to know because they worried about how many people you've been with. I think it's, I think it's more so an insecurity thing because they feel like it's going to be like a hot dog going down the hall. Yeah, I feel like a hot dog going down the hallway.
Well, I think it's more than insecurity. I think that they don't want to know that. If they go take this girl out to eat dinner, and then all of a sudden, one of her body count is there. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how small the town is. You're gonna run into the person that already hit that. You know what I'm saying? Or you gonna run into a girl that already seen you that like, oh, look at him. He told me he couldn't even answer my phone call. Now he out with her. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know.
We got a message, but it's about the topic, the original topic.
How many times did you have sex a week? I'm saying 4, maybe 5, possibly. It just depends on how high of a tolerance each mate has, I guess. Some people are hornier than the other person, you know. But you always want to make sure you make each other happy, so. 4 or 5 times a week.
I forgot about the horny level.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that horny level is dangerous, man. Shoot, that joker catch you right now. We on this phone right now. You might be horny right now. People might be horny on phone. I mean, that's why I think some like Callie doing. She texting her significant other and letting her know, man. Let me tell you something. I'm just bothering you, Cal. I'm just bothering you. It's so easy to.
So now, what if? All right. So now, look at it like you like in that relationship. If it's one that's sex drive is higher than the other one, so what's that good balance? You know, as in, like, let's say one may want it 4 or 5 times, like Waff Chick said, and then the partner may be on that 1 to maybe 2 a week.
Well, I think that you should meet halfway. So if you're
meet
5 times a week, if you're meet 1 to 5, at least try to give them 4. If you're meet 1 to 3, at least try to give them 2. You know what I mean? Look, a lot of us actually do the hand gesture. A lot of us do the hand job, and a lot of us normally do the licking. A lot of us normally do all kind of stuff, the foreplay stuff. That's what I'm saying. So I think that, look, satisfy her in a way that, like, you know how it is, man. We all men, and we know how to roll. Like, once you start touching it, man, you know how that thing, I mean, like, the animal print start acting a certain way, and next thing you know, you're giving her what she need. You know what I mean?
All right.
But what if she only wants it once and you want it five?
Well, you better go ahead and use her KY jelly and try to figure it out.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
You better beat that turkey like you ain't never beat it before.
Better get that subscription to Pornhub.
You better go ahead and get that daggone little fake doll that make noise.
Hello. It don't make noise. You got to make the noise. You got to make the noise for it. I don't think they made them with the noise.
Oh,
You never know. They may come out with a new one. You like the old school Teddy Ruxpin when you just pop the tape in the back.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of them that they use their VR headsets now, so. But that is a good question, though. Like, if, you know what I'm saying, if you want it five times a week and she only wants it, or he or she, whatever, wants it once.
Yeah.
Then in that situation, what do you do? So I guess you're like,
yeah. How would you ask that person to meet you halfway? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like this. If she can give me like two days,
yeah,
I'll be all right.
You said 2 days.
She did say, no, 2 days. Like, let's say I want it five times a week, but she only want to do it one time. Okay, well, how about two times a week? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
She ain't gonna do no more than, the best you can probably get is two.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fun part.
Second one probably be more like a pillow princess just laying there.
Yeah. Well, I think the fun part of it being that you know, spontaneously.
you just humping your ass off. She just laying there. Come on. She look at you and say, come on. Just come on and mount me. Let's get this shit over with.
You want her to ride and she's gonna sit on top of you like damn dead weight. You gotta sit there, hold her up. Do all the up thrusters and everything. You like, god damn.
Oh shit.
Every time you open your eyes, you like, damn, she like a fucking wall mount. Like, dude, you know, you're just looking at me and shit. Don't you stare at me and give me head. Why you gonna look at me now?
Oh, go ahead and pull the trousers down and go ahead and do your business.
Yeah, I think you should meet each other halfway. Because somebody's sex drive is going to be higher than the other person. Guaranteed. I don't care what kind of relationships you're in. One person's sex drive is going to be higher than the other person. So as long as you be fair with each other, I think it'll be great. Now, they have all kind of toys out here. Look at the roles. They got a roles for the man and the woman. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes if you got to knock one off, knock one off. You know, even though you're not supposed to be masturbating. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, and also you got to figure out that person, what makes them tick, too. You know what I'm saying? What gets them in the mood and what turns them off, you know, it's all kind of things in that.
That's true.
Yeah. But sometimes she can be a go and then you say something that makes it
kills that whole stop. Vibe.
Kills the whole damn vibe. So I mean,
yeah, and then it's like,
yeah,
you know, she hit you with that. Yeah, well, you know, we can still go ahead and do it. You like, no, I'm good now. What's that big crit skit? My homeboy said, yeah, we got these old biscuits we giving away. He like, yeah, I don't know, no giving away ass biscuits. That's what that feel like.
Yeah.
You know. Feel like you're not into it. It's just, ugh.
At that point, you're just like, you're just trying to do me a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, hey, that person that always coming in the neighborhood, like, hey, man, I cut your grass. I do something, like, no, I'm good. And then they just come around and they're like, you ain't got nothing for me to do. Yeah, dog, you go ahead and just cut the grass or some shit. Just so you like, just I just want you out my damn yard for the day. That's what that shit feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know what you mean, though. That's crazy. Whew, good thing I ain't even went through that. That'd be wild as hell.
Went through what? Went through what?
Dead fish. Boy, get me that. Well, that, I don't want to, but I'll go ahead and do it. Get it out mm-hmm. the way type shit.
Yeah. It'd be that. Man, just come on so we can go ahead and go to bed. God damn, me. I say it like that. Shit. We just go ahead and go to bed.
You know the crazy part about it, we got this fucking sense of humor. It'd be too many jokes going down. That's just gonna mm-hmm. piss off even more.
Exactly.
That'd be crazy work though. But yeah. Damn.
I didn't know they had the roles for men. Do they have roles for men?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I seen it on my site.
You seen it on your site?
Yeah, I seen it.
No, I don't want it. I didn't know that they had it.
I wasn't saying for you to buy it. I was just saying I sent it to you so you can see it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, like you want to see what they got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to get you one?
No. I see
what you say like that.
Yeah, because I'm cool on toys. I'm cool on toys for me. But I don't mind mm-hmm. using toys for her.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't mind if she uses a toy and just let me watch. I'm cool with that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sitting there like Charlie Murphy in the dark?
No.
No?
Come on.
No?
Yeah. No. I'll lick your nipple. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Kissing it, you like, hey. Yeah. That ain't working the hell out there, clear, ain't it? Shit, crazy.
Oh, you stupid. Nah.
But yeah. But now I got a couple sites. I see you all.
Nah, I'm good. But,
there's nothing wrong with enhancements, man.
Huh?
Ain't no wrong with enhancements, baby.
You said nothing wrong with the what?
Enhancements.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it is. No.
Go ahead. I don't need no vibrator on my woman's. I'm all the vibration she needs.
No, I know. No, I got no problem with using toys and stuff like that. No, I got no problem with toys. No.
Yeah.
So,
you are the man for
it. Y'all got any final thoughts before we close this one out?
Mm-hmm.
On everything that we talked about tonight?
Not really.
Final thoughts.
Sounds to me like you're trying to make a run for the board.
Mm-hmm. What you mean? What are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Oh, we got more time than what I thought. My bad.
Nah. You my good.
Bad. No, you good.
No, we do. No.
Sometimes you got to drop the hammer at night. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you got to do what at night?
Go out and drop the hammer.
Oh. Like, oh, okay.
Tim the Two Man Taylor.
Yeah,
Heard you text.
Nah, I just figured maybe, you know, maybe I had some final thoughts. And that was it.
I'm good on this side.
Yeah, I think I pretty much covered everything.
Okay, well, my final thought is, it shouldn't really matter what somebody's body count is. I don't think it should. It should pass. You know what I'm saying? And for the other topic, you know, you need to have communication with your partner so you know, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we don't have that communication, and you get into a relationship with somebody and, you know what I'm saying, their sex drive might not be as high as yours and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think communication, that plays the biggest part. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing, you know what I'm saying? Knowing what they want, them knowing what you want, stuff like that. And then you shouldn't run into any situations as far as like, if this person want to have sex 4 nights out of the week, but this one only wants sex one or whatever. You've already talked about it. You figured things out. So try to meet somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
True. I agree with you on that, on the body count thing.
Yeah.
Don't be insecure. Don't be worrying about if you're going to be dating a serial killer. Don't even worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, especially, you know what I'm saying? If you, I can't speak for the women, but for the men or whatever, if she asks and you are going to tell her what it is and then you ask her hers, if she tell you that it's four and you're one of the four, why are you getting mad? You're one of the four.
That's right.
So why get mad? And especially if you've been with 75 women, what is you mad about her little four?
That's right.
So at that point, you're more likely to be the outbreak monkey than her anyway.
This is true. You know, plus everybody deserve a whole phase.
Yeah, but the problem is some of them don't know how to get out. Like,
that is true.
They get in and don't know how to get out.
They get addicted to that narcotic.
Exactly. So
if anything, that should be the real issue and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But we appreciate everyone that was listening tonight. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 4:00. Don't know if it's gonna be all five of us, but more likely it'll probably be just the three of us.
So, yes, sir.
Like I said, we appreciate everyone that's listening and everyone that will be listening on the other platforms. So, absolutely. Y'all ain't got nothing else. Y'all got nothing else? I guess we can go close it out. Else. All right.
All right, sweet baby Billy.
Oh, I'm out.